Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on a ticket. What a performance yesterday from the Detroit Lions, 52-21. And maybe they don't suck. They ran the ball. They pass protected. Defensively, they took it away. So as bad as week one was, and you know, the week two was great. Both were only one game in week one, one game in week two. But you know, I feel pretty confident. We got 2 years of performances like yesterday, right? And so is this closer to who the Lions are, who they will be this year? I think it's easier to make an argument, yes, that's the case, than it is to make an argument that they are who we saw in week one. But then the other thing is, when there are new pieces being introduced at critical spots, you probably are going to be far from a finished product when you debut. And so you see through week two, week three, week four, tangible improvement is possible. And I think we get more of an apples-to-apples comparison when the Lions take on the Ravens. If the Lions get smoked by the Ravens, then we could say that work still has to be put in, that they didn't come very far in the week two game against the Bears, that it's more reflective of who the Bears are. Right? I mean, going to Green Bay and going to Baltimore, is there a huge difference there as far as perceived challenges? Doesn't feel like it, does it? Those are both massive challenges.
You can find challenges everywhere, right?
Yeah, but I'm talking about huge challenge going to Green Bay, huge challenge going to Baltimore, right?
Yeah, hostile environment it's part of what makes football great. I mean, going and playing in front of a stadium of 70, 80, 90,000 people, depending where you're at, it's so great. I mean, football fans are the most rabid fans that we have here in the United States. And the 12th man is a real thing, you know, and when you're playing outdoors, it seems like it's even more impressive. And that's what you faced in Green Bay. That's what you'll face in Baltimore. But fortunately for this team doesn't shrink. This team is battle tested. They've been together for a number of years now. This isn't they just showed up overnight. They built this thing the ground up. They rebuilt this thing from the ground up, and they did it the right way. They've done it through the draft. They've done it with, finding the players that make sense for them. They didn't go for the flashy stuff. They went for what works for them. Are these guys, you know, going to love football? Do they take to coaching well? And let's get the best coaches out there and get the most out of these players. And they've done that. They've resurrected some careers in some cases. And, now they're also a place where some veterans would love to play. This is a well-oiled machine, but can they take the next step? And for this team, that next step is getting right back to the NFC Championship game and hopefully getting to a Super Bowl. And the ultimate prize, of course, is holding that trophy.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97 won the ticket. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. And we do appreciate all your texts and phone calls. Let's see. Andy in Roseville says, let's see what happens when Green Bay goes on the road. First two games at home. Yeah, I mean, look, what we got to remember is the degree of difficulty as far as schedule is concerned, is reflected in all the NFC North teams. And they have to play the AFC North, and they have to play the NFC East, which means games against the likes of, well, Cincinnati might not be as big of a challenge as we thought, but Baltimore, got to play as defending Super Bowl champions in Philadelphia, all the teams in the NFC North. Now, the positional games, yeah, the Lions drew Kansas City. But, Green Bay has to go. That's some difficult road tests as well. I think, early read, two teams battling it down to the end, Detroit and Green Bay. Feels like it's quite possibly what this is going to come down to, and that maybe Minnesota isn't there yet. Rookie quarterback's going to have his ups and downs. Kid's really talented, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but maybe the challenges are still there. That's one. Two is, the Bears might still be the Bears. Unnamed texter, Brian Branch was the best player on the field yesterday. He was everywhere. Well, boy, let me tell you something. Kelvin Shepard, I love the way he used him. He was frequently used as a extra rusher. They like to blitz him, and he was extraordinarily effective in that role. He also makes plays on the football. The punch out, the pass breakups. Brian Branch is the kind of player that I just used to be so jealous that other teams had. And his contract's coming up, and I don't see any reason why they shouldn't try and lock him up early, maybe for a little bit less. That's going to be a lot of money sunk into safeties, but these two guys, Joseph and Branch, what a duo back there, huh?
I think we go back and look at that that draft, and if we remember how we felt about that draft going into it, when you had the second day and Brian Branch was available, and we're like, wait a second, Brian Branch is available? He's still there? And all three of us were like, please, God, let's get Brian Branch. And then they did. And how happy we were, to get him with the 45th overall pick. And I think we were all stunned that was available to them. And fortunately for the Lions, because he was spectacular. He's been absolutely spectacular. And they didn't use their first second-round pick on him. They used the second-round pick on him. He was still there at 45. How many teams are kicking themselves for not taking Brian Branch?
248-539-9797. I think the Lions are good. I don't think they're as bad as they were last week, but I don't think as good as they were this week. They're kind of in between. It's just the Bears. They're very, very bad, and the Packers are borderline elite. That's from an unnamed texter. Well, I do think it does matter that we have two seasons of them looking like this on record. And because they have two seasons of them looking like this, I think last week's reports of their demise were greatly over-exaggerated. If we didn't have two seasons like this, it'd be a little bit more, okay, I still don't know who they are. But I think we know who they are. Champ of St. Brown watching him block downfield is an absolute pleasure. Chump, the classless fan, showing great disrespect to Ben Johnson. He did a lot here to help bring this team to this level and deserved much better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Look, it's not in my you're not going to see me chanting F so-and-so at a game anymore. A younger version of Doug might have thought it was cool. It's funny how it becomes cringe when you get older. Like, why? It's totally unnecessary.
Well, particularly if you have kids.
Yeah, and I mean,
that whole experience. I'm just saying, if you have kids and you go through that experience at a game, at a stadium, and some chant like that breaks out, and you're like, all right, I got to do a teaching moment here.
It's a teaching moment, but that's part of being a parent, right?
Yeah.
And I don't need you to shelter my kids. I will take care of it, and I will teach them what I – and that's always been my approach is I brought them to a game. I know what can be said at a game, so I need to be ready to parent them when the time comes.
But Daddy, what are they saying?
They're saying bad words, and this is not how we're not going to do it. And you're not going to do it. But anyway,
I wouldn't
have done it. I wouldn't have done it. And I do think it's a little low class, especially because the guy did do good things here. And Ben Johnson didn't walk away from here saying, I'm the reason they were good. Other people did. And I think really the frustration should be pointed at those people.
You know what? In hindsight, what I wish they had done, and Lions fans were brilliant at this when they did this a couple of years ago. When they started the Jared Goff chants,
yeah,
it was because Matthew Stafford was on the other side. What if they just done Johnny Morton chants? Like, that would have been better. Can we do that? I mean, next time, maybe Johnny Morton chants? Does that sound like a better idea?
Yeah.
Or a Dan Campbell chant? Whatever you want to do. I mean, you don't have to do the F Ben Johnson. You feel free. You do what you want to do.
I don't like telling people how to behave.
Yeah, I'm not going to chime in on that either. I'm not going to speak like that, but... And like you, if I was younger, I'm sure that I could be persuaded to get in on a chant like that. But, you know, now seeing how we as Lion fans reacted with Stafford in the first place, and Goff had the great game, and it became a Jared Goff thing, where now you hear it, you could walk in a mire and hear somebody yell out, Jared Goff. You know, it's awesome. So maybe Johnny Morton next time.
248-539-9797. Get your ticket texts in, your champ and chub votes, your phone calls. Aiden Hutchinson, Gator. Promise we get to him. Got going in the second half. It was good to see. He did lead the team in pressures in this game. Finally got a sack. Finally got a tackle. He was statless through six quarters of football this year. He got a sack in the second half. And I think for him it was a bit cathartic. His reaction to it was like, thank you.
Well, I think he got the sack after he got chop blocked.
Yeah.
And that was nervous, right? We're all nervous there. You see him get chop blocked and he gets up and he's limping a little bit and he did not look good. I thought, oh, crap, don't do this. And that's, you know, anytime you see chop blocked, I think that's a cheap play anyway.
Yep.
That's why it's outlawed. So I didn't like that, but I did like to see that he stayed in the game. And that he made a difference. He got a bunch of pressures on the quarterback, ended up finally getting that quarterback sack. There was another play where it looked like he had it, but Caleb Williams kept scrambling and then ends up throwing the interception on that same play. So I'm surprised, based on what we saw in training camp, that he has been slow to get going in the games.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like at training camp that he was already at 100% speed. And maybe that wasn't the case.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.